Welcome to Kickstart Radio, Central Virginia's motorcycle and music connection. Coming at you from WHAP in beautiful Hopewell, Virginia at 1340 on the AM dial or 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Rockin' Rick, along with the Wonder Chick. We're glad you joined us today, so kick back and enjoy the ride. Hey, this is Rockin' Rick. And with me today, I have a Wonder Chick once again, which I always do. And joining us today also, as he always does, is Jesus. Seems to make our show go a little bit better when he's with us. We try to keep him around because can't get in too much trouble when Jesus is in the house with us. But we've got a special show set up today, don't we, there, Wonder Chick?
That's right. We got a very special show today.
And I know the Wonder Chick knows, but I don't know if all the listeners know, but I'm a big trivia buff. I love trivia. And I've got some kind of interesting trivia today, but it's not trivial because the show we've got today is about rockers who are now living on the rock. What I mean by that is rock stars that have turned their lives over to Jesus. They've professed that Jesus is their savior. And this is just a sampling of them. There's a few of them. There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of these guys out there that have turned their lives over to Jesus and are living a better life. Now, also, I'm a big fan of Southern rock. I've kind of bred on Southern rock, I guess you'd say. And it still holds a special place in my heart because so many songs that I relate to that brings back a lot of good memories are Southern rock songs. And that being said, probably my favorite Southern rock band or one of my big favorites is Molly Hatchet. Molly Hatchet's drummer, his name was Bruce Crump. He's no longer with us. He passed away from throat cancer a while back. But I think it was in 2015. And before he died, or after he left Molly Hatchet, he lived in Midlothian, Virginia. He was a Midlothian resident and with his wife and two sons. And he was a great guy. He turned his life over to Jesus, and he still played some shows with Molly Hatchet and a band called Gator Country and a couple of other bands that he was involved in. But he did some Christian rock also. He played in drums in a local church. But that being said, we want to bring you a song by Molly Hatchet, probably one of my favorite songs. It's a remake of an Allman Brothers song, which is another great Southern rock band that I love. But this is Dreams I'll Never See. And so we're going to kick back and take a listen to it and see what you think.
It's coming. It's a slow start. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. We're glad. I hope you like that song. I know it's a personal favorite of mine. And up next, we have a gentleman by the name of Lincoln Brewster. You might not really know exactly who he is, but he's when Steve Perry left Journey, he picked up Lincoln Brewster as his guitar player, and he recorded with him, and he went on tour with him for a short while. And then Lincoln Brewster knew something was missing in his life. So he went back home with his wife to California. He got involved in a church there and eventually started playing with the youth and did some youth ministry stuff. Ended up moving to Nashville, and the rest is kind of history. And all he does now is Christian rock. And he's had quite a successful career as a Christian rock musician. He's had numerous albums. He's been on compilations with other artists and stuff. But this is off the first album that he's ever did. This is a song called Shine, and it kind of lets you know exactly what kind of guitar player he is. So here's Lincoln Brewster with Shine.
Such a mystery in me. My body's trying to own my mind, but there's a light inside of me that I can't hide. 'Cause I've got something burning up inside of me. When your wind blows, the flame it grows in me. Keeping me alive. Your great love is consuming me. It's changing me, cleansing me, it's setting me free.
Doesn't seem that long ago, three of us walking down that road. Gray 55 Chevy parked in the front yard. Little Melody tagged along. days, now they're gone. It's been 12 years since I went down. Lord, lost my best friend now. I can still see him fishing on that old dock. With me now. Swore I saw a free bird fly, riding the winds of the southern sky. When I hear that whistle blow, it carries me back to Brickyard Road. Do you realize what you've done? Touch the hearts of everyone. You might have died too young, but your songs live on. I know I can't bring back yesterday, but we'll be all together again someday.
Was Johnny Van Zant. That was Johnny Van Zant with Brickyard Road. Got a little technical difficulty. But that was Johnny Van Zant with Brickyard Road. Do you know who he was there, Wonder Chick?
I have no clue.
Let me tell you who Johnny Van Zant was. You probably really do know. You just
I want the people to wonder.
Okay. That's right, because you are the Wonder
Our
Chick.
Listeners got to wonder.
Johnny Van Zant was the brother... One of the brothers of Ronnie Van Zant of Lynyrd Skynyrd fame. As we all know, he passed away too early in a plane crash. And it was on October 20th of 1977, which was my birthday. Not the day I was born, but it was a birthday of mine. And I was lucky enough to have been able to see them previously that year. I think, you know, Ronnie Van Zant had a lot of music left in him because that whole family, those brothers, or are we just full of music? And that brings us to the next person on our list is Donnie Van Zandt. He was a singer with 38 Special. And together, Johnny and Donnie have since they've turned over to their lives to Christ, have embarked on other things. They still sing some with Lynyrd Skynyrd and with 38 Special, but they do their own thing too as the Van Zandt brothers. So we're going to hear a song from them also. After we hear from 38 Special, the song that Donnie Van Zandt sings in is called Back to Paradise. You might remember seeing it or hearing it when you heard the Revenge of the Nerds movie, one of the Nerds movies. It kind of got a bad rap as being in one of those movies, but it is a great song. So I know a lot of times you don't hear this on the radio as much as you hear some of the other 38 Special songs. So we thought we'd bring this to you. And then we'll hear from the Van Zandt brothers.
Dancing as fire on my darkest nights. with temptation to life and salvation. It almost saved me alive. Oh, I've been there, done that, had my thrill and going back again. I was the life of every party, it nearly did me in. I was the baddest man that you've ever seen. Lord, I wrote the book on sin. Yeah, I've been down that road, I ain't going back again. I've caused more damage than a hurricane. I broke your heart and didn't feel a thing. Then walked away and cursed your name in vain. But with you as my witness, you gave me forgiveness. Now I've got a second chance.
All right, welcome back to Start Radio. That was the Van Zandt brothers, Johnny and Donnie, doing Been There, Done That. I think a lot of us have been there and done that in our lives, which brings us to our next artist on the Rockers Living on the Rock special edition of Kickstart Radio. That was a whole mouthful to say.
You did it, though.
I did it. I didn't even practice that, and I still did it.
You did good, man.
If I practiced, I might have done something better. We are some Striper fans here at Kickstart Radio.
I even got one of their Bibles.
That's right. They used to throw Bibles out in their concerts, for all the kiddies to grab a hold to. Hopefully, they would take it home and read it and get something out of it. And turn our lives over to Christ, because not everybody that went to Striper concerts were Christians. There were a lot of people that weren't, probably more so that weren't than were. And it was kind of a neat idea. Most concerts you might get a drumstick in the eye or a guitar pick goes flying around and 50 people are fighting on the floor to grab it. But they were uh, that's pretty neat. The Wonder Tick does have a Striper Bible. And but Michael Sweet was their singer, or still is their singer, and one of the guitar players. At a time in his life, he was, you know, their career was great. Striper had a great career. Their songs were pretty much blockbusters. All the singles that came out, which was amazing at the time, that Christian music was a blockbuster on secular radio, which was amazing. It was great to hear. Not too many Christian artists could say that. The drawback was is that, you know, just like any other person in public eye, they were always out there on the road, which could cause problems at home. But the biggest problem was his wife got cancer and she died after fighting cancer for 2 years. And that kind of, I guess, set him on the bad road. You know, he just kind of dropped out of the Striper scene, the whole Christian music scene. He ended up singing for Boston for a while. Not saying he was a bad guy, but he just kind of fell out with God a little bit, I guess, you know. And we all do that. The lesson I'm trying to get forth is we all do that. God understands. God is graceful, and he does bring you back into the fold when you've fallen. All you just ask for his forgiveness and ask for his help, which is exactly what Michael Sweet did. He still sings with some other bands, but he is back with Striper. He sings with Boston. He sings with some other folks. And he's actually a pretty good testimony for him to do so. Because he does let everybody see, hey, you can still have a great time, have fun, and live for Christ. And Christ doesn't want you to not have fun. You know, he says he's going to give you life and give it to you abundantly. And so he wants you to have a good time. But that being said, we're going to play a remake of a Boston song, Peace of Mind, which is kind of neat because Michael Sweet finally got his...
Would you want?
Once again, that was Striper with Peace of Mind. What do you think of that there, Wonder Chick?
I like it. That was a good tune.
I like it, too. I like the Boston version also, but I really like that song.
Yeah.
That's I like that version.
That's a good version.
Great version, that is. Another iconic band from the 70s and early 80s was Kansas. You remember them, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Dust in the Wind and Carry On My Wayward Son. And, they had quite a few hits out there. Well, the guitar player, his name is Kerry Livgren. He was pretty much an atheist at the time when he was with Kansas for quite some time anyway. And the story is when he gave his life to Christ, it was because there was a opening band that they had traveling with them, and one of the guys in that band, he saw him reading his Bible every day. And he got curious, and over the tour, just talking with this guy, and the guy would read the Bible with him. He ended up understanding that there is so much a greater power than what he expected on this earth. So he did give his life to Christ, and since that time, he has been making Christian rock music. He's never looked back. He's got a great testimony. If anybody wants to look it up on YouTube, I would suggest they do. Just look up Kerry Livgren. And he's got a great story. He's got so much stuff on there on YouTube that it's amazing. But right now, we're going to play one of his songs and want to see if you can guess who the singer is on this song. And I think he really touched this person before they passed also. We'll talk about that when we come back. So this is Kerry Livgren, To Live for the King.
Rising of the sun, you see.
was to live for the King. I wonder, Chick, can you tell me who that was singing on that?
I can, because I already know.
But would you have guessed it was him?
Never.
Well, who was it?
It was Dio.
Yes, and Ronnie James Dio. Now, a lot of y'all might recognize him as one of the true vocal powerhouses of metal music. I know that before he suffered with cancer for a while, also before he died. That was such a shame, because he had such a great voice and he was such a gentleman. We can only hope that all the influences that people had on his life, such as Carrie Livgren and others that he came in contact with, just touched him to the point where he gave over his life to Christ and asked for forgiveness, which I'm fairly certain he probably did, because he was such an intelligent man. But hopefully that happened. Now I know I'm really reaching back too on some of these classic rock songs, but some of the really great guitar players. I love the great guitarists of the past. We have some good guitar players now too, but some of the really great guitarists from the past just really, really touch me. When I hear the guitar, it's just almost sends chills up my spine sometimes. And one of those guitar players, his name is Mark Farner. He was a guitar player with Grand Funk Railroad. And he's been a Christian as long as I can remember. Even when he was playing with them, he's always lived a Christian type life. But now I think he's devoted all of his time and his efforts to Christian rock music. And it's still, he's still out there rocking and putting the guitar tracks down.
Does he play with a certain band now?
Right now, I think he's just like a solo act, more or less. I know he does collaborate with other people, and he does some studio work with them and everything too. But he's such a great guitar player. He's one of my heroes as far as guitarists go.
That's cool.
So this is a really older Grand Funk Railroad song. This is my favorite Grand Funk Railroad song, for anybody out there who wants to know. This is Shining On, and like I say, it's an oldie, but still a goodie. We'll be right back. again. That was Grand Funk Railroad with Mark Farner playing the guitar on Shining On. Well, we got another song up here. This is a little bit later than that song, but still, this is one of the first songs by this artist. Anybody in here ever heard of Lenny Kravitz?
Me.
I know you have. I know. You've heard of Lenny Kravitz. You're a Lenny Kravitz fan, just like Rockin' Rick is. I love some of Lenny Kravitz stuff, or most of the Lenny Kravitz stuff. Like anybody else, some songs I like more than others, and some songs I don't really care too much for. But this is the first song that he came out with. But let me give you a little trivia tidbit here. Do you know who Lenny Kravitz's mother is?
Mrs. Kravitz?
No. Actually, that's wrong.
Really?
That's correct. That is actually not correct.
I think I should know this, but I can't.
His mother is Roxy Roker. She played Helen Willis on The Jeffersons.
Oh, really?
You remember the crazy neighbors that George couldn't stand? Yeah, that's her.
Wow.
Yep. That's his mother.
I would not have guessed that.
And his first cousin is?
Cousin Kravitz?
No. His first cousin is, now let's see what's going on in your neck of the woods, Mr. Al Roker.
No way.
Yes, that's it. And I've heard him her interview with him talk about that one before. But I don't see the resemblance in them. So,
not at all.
Not at all. Nope, not at all. But this is the first single that he ever released. This is Let Love Rule. We're getting there.
Thank you.
was Let Love Rule by Lenny Kravitz. This has been a lot of fun there, Wonder Chick. I don't know about you. You've had fun. Have you had fun doing this?
Yeah, it was great information.
Man, we've got, there's so many others out there. You know, like Dave Mustaine from Megadeth and Lou Gramm from Foreigner, even Bob Dylan, Ringo Starr. We've so many other rockers out there that we just haven't gotten to and don't have time to get to. But we will one day. We'll do another show like this soon. Hopefully we can get some more trivia in. If anybody out there knows of anybody that they'd like to, you know, rockers that have turned Christian that they'd like to discuss or have us discuss on air, please let us know. We love to know those things. I love the trivia stuff, but I love seeing these guys get their lives turned around and actually living for Christ.
Yeah, and if you have some information or a rocker that Rock and Rick didn't mention today that has met Jesus and you know, has accepted Jesus and is a Christian, you can let us know at whapkickstartradio@gmail.com, because we certainly want to hear from you. And we want to remind you too that we want your prayer request at that email address, and also your testimonies, and then any upcoming events that you may have or know of in the music field or motorcycle events that are going on. So even though this was a trivia show today, we still want to remember that we do motorcycle events and local bands and music is going on. So again, send us your information at whapkickstartradio@gmail.com.
Well, I think that about wraps up our time that we have right now, but we're going to leave you with a song that was originally written by Kerry Livgren from Kansas, or he was one of the writers of it, but it's performed by Stryper. So it's kind of like two of these guys that were on our show today, were just kind of compiled into one song. So until next time, I'm Rockin' Rick and my host Wonder Chick. We
carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no man with the
you cry.